Guelph, Cassandra Akegbune has come a long way since she was an introverted child sitting in a corner enveloped in a book. She's making her mark with a book club for Nigerian women and other women of color. In Lagos, she was a doctor, model, blogger, influencer, and a creative entrepreneur. She moved to Guelph in 2023 because her husband got a job in manufacturing operations. Pages and Conversations Book Club co-founder, Jemima Adeho, is also from Nigeria and had been living in Guelph a year longer than Akegbune. She was already following her on social media, and when she found out Akegbune was in Guelph, she invited her to a women's book club. It wasn't the right fit for Akegbune because the women's club she was part of in Lagos was not just about books but sharing personal stories and relating to each other. Akegbune and Adeho started their own book club almost a year ago. Akegbune's impression of Guelph is that it's a close-knit community, and she wanted the same feeling for Pages and Conversations. The book club meets one Sunday a month. Usually 10 people come, and it's held at club members' homes. It's aimed at people in Guelph, Cambridge, Kitchener, and Waterloo. I think it's really important for us, specifically when I say women of color, because there are certain nuances that applies to just us that we can understand, said Akegbune. There's a certain way of being and living that people from other cultures or countries may not be able to relate with. It feels like a safe space for people with similar backgrounds. Some of the books spark conversations about what it was like to growing up in Nigeria. How Beautiful We Were, a book by Mbolo Embu, is about a fictionalized African village where people live in fear of environmental damage to their land because an American company comes in to drill for oil. Akegbune said something similar happened in Nigeria, so the discussion of the book focused on how much people can take on fighting for justice if in the process they lose so much and don't get anything in return. The book club doesn't specifically read books from African authors or books about the experience of women of color. Any genre is welcomed and members submit recommendations to vote on. This month's book is Untamed by Glennon Doyle and is a memoir about a woman going through a divorce who embraces being queer later in life. Akegbune sometimes brings prompts to help guide the discussion and for people in the group to get to know each other better. Do you like yourself outside of your professional accomplishments? Was one of the questions she brought to the group. Akegbune was struck by one of the members' answers because of how confident she was and how she expressed love for herself. The theme of this month's book club is fresh starts and transformations. Akegbune can relate since she's going through a new season of her life being newer to Guelph. She struggled moving because she came from a place where people knew her and now feels like an unknown person in a sea of people. But having this book club is something to pour some of my energy into to also express myself creatively, said Akegbune. The club recently received a microgrant from the Guelph Neighborhood Support Coalition. It will be used for its upcoming Galantini's event called Blind Date with a Book. It's on February 16th at 10C from 3 to 6 p.m. It's free, but registration is recommended. It's open to Black, Indigenous, women of color, and people don't need to be part of the book club to attend. Akegbune wants the club to grow to 30 women this year. She is looking forward to hosting more events, releasing merchandise, and organizing retreats.